USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi phoned President Trump late on Friday and asked him to call off planned raids to deport undocumented immigrants. He has decided to take her advice and postpone the deportation for 2 weeks while lawmakers try to work out some kind of a deal. On Twitter, he said, "At the request of Democrats, I have delayed the illegal immigration removal process, deportation, for 2 weeks." This was in contrast to a statement he gave to reporters earlier in the day.
They came into our country illegally, and we're taking them out legally. We're bringing them back to their country.
The anticipated raids had targeted more than 2,000 people across 10 major U.S. cities, drawing mixed reactions from leaders across the country. The president said he will deport them if there is no congressional deal. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Sanctions are now up for consideration by the Trump administration after the president halted a military strike on Iran over a downed U.S. drone. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger was among those not agreeing with the order to strike.
I think it was an incorrect decision, but I don't begrudge him for that. We'll see what happens now with sanctions and economic pressure. The problem is how publicly this played out, and it seemed very whipsaw to a lot of people.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi backed the president's decision.
I don't know how imminent the strike was. You hear different things. But a strike of that amount of collateral damage will be very provocative, and I'm glad the president did not take that.
Georgia Democrat Hank Johnson says it's bad the president appears indecisive. A legal team that inspected a border patrol station near El Paso says young migrants being held there are experiencing neglect and mistreatment at the hands of the U.S. government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a bizarre finding that may be connected to your smartphone, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The new study shows smartphones could be linked to horn-like structures growing on the inside of people's skulls. The Scientific Reports study finding bones furs on the bases of skulls of about 400 adults. Bones furs occur when inflammation damages cartilage and the body tries to repair it by growing more bone. The study surfaced after the BBC published an article last week on how modern life is transforming and changing with technology use. Scientists say extensive screen time, bending the head down for extended periods, and poor posture may be causes for these physiological changes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The 2020 Democrats are spending some time in a red state in hopes they can flip it to blue. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Presidential candidates are wooing Democratic voters in South Carolina this weekend, a crucial primary state where most of the Democratic voters are black. A CBS poll shows former Vice President Joe Biden holding a steady lead with 73% of the African-American vote.
Whoever the Democratic nominee is, we have to stay together and elect a Democrat President of the United States of America.
Another poll by CBS says South Carolina voters want to hear about health care the most, followed by jobs or the economy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.